You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you live in Berea. Day three of training camp, the first day that the pads finally have come on. And folks, if you want to watch your Browns and look sharp doing it, there are new Cleveland Browns gear arriving daily right now. Stopping at the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Mike Pettine loved the fact that the pads were on today, and he spoke with the media following today's practice.
So, Mike, did practice sound the way you hoped it would?
At times it did. I was pleased. I think it was for the first day in pads. I thought our guys were solid. I thought they did a good job of taking care of each other. You still don't want to go to the ground. We're not going to cut block, and you know, we don't want to tackle guys to the ground. I thought we were. We always preach in the meeting about being a good teammate. That is as much as you want to finish a guy. That's something you don't want to do when you're all wearing the same logo. So I think overall, It was a good start to our padded work, but I say that, and then my opinion might be totally different about 45 minutes from now.
I saw you give Bademosi kind of a cut sign on that one hit.
I don't like that. It's football, and sometimes it's just instincts take over to kind of drop the shoulder but we don't want to do that to each other. I mean, it still falls back to the competitive, not combative told the guys that stuff's not going to help them make the team. I mean, we want to be tough, we want to be nasty, but we want to play within the rules, and we certainly want to protect each other when we're practicing.
How long has it been since you've been with the team that tackled to the ground?
Tackle to the ground meaning?
In practice. I mean,
every team I've been with, we've done it at some point. We've done it on our goal line short yardage day, which will be, I believe, this Thursday. Coming
so
up, we will be live this Thursday for certain periods of the practice. But right now, when we're in 11-on-11 and we do the inside run drill, that will be thud, where we're going to front guys up, but then drive them back, then let them go. But we will tackle to the ground periods on Thursday, and then during the scrimmage.
Mike, you said yesterday that when there's no pads, the defense has the advantage against the offensive line. Have you been leasing up with the offensive line protection? Johnny and Ryan had to run around a little bit.
Well, I think it is tough sledding for that group because we don't really defensively hold back on the install. We have a certain schedule that we need to keep to, just given the inventory that we have defensively, and that makes it tough on an offense, that they're getting a lot of looks that they don't typically see, that we do some exotic things that probably very few other teams do in the league, and that really tests – stresses the protection rules. So there's going to be some pains early with the protection, but I think once they get used to it and see it, I always felt like going against what we do helps them prepare for when team, which most teams aren't going to do as much. And I'm a big fan of the ankle weight theory. I'd rather practice be tougher physically, be tougher mentally than the game.
Mike, how many running backs do you expect to keep if you have a fallback, and how many?
I don't have a number. We're going to look to keep the best 53 players. I mean, you don't have a set number. I mean, it's you got a guy that it's a really good player that you don't want to cut. You want to find a way and just maybe get creative with cross training guys to keep your best.
Did the wet conditions prompt you to do anything different? Did you slow anything down because it was wet? Or?
No, I mean, I thought our grounds crew is outstanding. I mean, when they came in this morning to talk about it, they said there's no standing water on the field. It's not – nobody's sloshing around out there. And I didn't notice a difference between the surface from the past couple days.
Were Benjamin and Johnson held out to the pitch count,
yeah.
ACL?
Yeah, just their fifth day of work. We just didn't want to – we wanted to go ahead and just give them, you know, force a day off. Some of those guys, they practice so hard that you almost have their own. They're their own worst enemy. There'll be some guys that we just keep an eye on during practice, the amount of reps that they're getting, that we can back them down. We have real time information that we know to back them off, and then other guys will have a set day. And given receivers and the amount that they run, the two guys coming off ACLs, that we wanted to be cautious.
I wanted to ask you about cross training. You keep saying it. You saw Dansby outside linebacker. That kind of impact on your defense. Have you done this in New York?
Yes, it's part of the program. Just have to make sure that guys have their original position mastered, or they're on their way to mastering it when they start to do some other things. But when it's 53-man roster and all of a sudden you it's game day and you only have 46 guys up, and you know, you might only have three outside linebackers for two spots or three inside backers for two spots, you need a guy that can swing, and practice is the time to find that out, who can do what.
What is the update on how that Green-Gilbert battle is going out there at the right moment?
Still early. I mean, it's just we're going to keep rotating them, getting them in. I think they've both come out, have been solid from day one. But we'll, as I said, with the other positions, we'll put more weight on the live work. So when we get to the scrimmage, when we get to a preseason game, that will carry more weight than just the practice reps.
Did you notice Gilbert a lot out there today? It seemed like he got his hands on a bunch of balls.
He did. I heard he made a heck of a play over here. I was over watching the inside run. I just heard, wanted to know what the crowd reaction was for it. No, he's flashed, but he's a rookie. He's got a lot of stuff to work on, but he's flashed some of the things that we saw coming out of college, and then that's flashed the ability. To one of the reasons why we took him where we took him.
Mike, you said yesterday you wanted to really hear practice today. Obviously, the inside handoff and runs and that. What did you take away?
That was a good start. It was a good start. I thought our guys were flying around. It's a lot of teams will just tag off in 11-on-11 that we're going to, or even the 9-on-9 work that we did. But we want to get in the habit of thudding. I think tackling is the hardest thing defensively. You can't simulate it in practice. I mean, you can tackle a bag, or you can tackle each other and simulate it. But there's no substitute for live tackling, and for obvious reasons, you don't want to do that. So I think thud is the next closest thing, where, hey, if I have an aggressive angle to a ball carrier, I'm going to go thud them up and wrap them and drive them back and let them go and let those guys finish their runs. And I think that's important. The better we can get at that in practice, I think it'll pay dividends in games.
Mike, how have you liked Kirksey's development so far? How's it coming along? And what did you see on the play?
Similar with Gilbert. Just he's flashed. I think he's got a ways to go, but he's certainly shown, especially today, why we took him where we did.
Mike, Gilbert is returning kicks. Is he your main kick
return? Not at this point. I think he might be a in case of emergency break glass kick return guy. But it's tough I think I'd hold my breath or watch with one and a half eyes covered if he was returning a kick. So
when you watch him out there on practice, though, it's going to be intriguing if you can do.
That's much more intriguing for Chris Tabor than it is for me.
You have a sense who you want to return? Have as your returner and fun to kick?
Yeah, he's rolling guys now. I know Travis was a big part of the return game last year. So I think he's. He feels good about his depth there, and that question will get answered as we get closer.
We're going to go to you and break to you. Is that,
actually, why don't we just go? Why don't we go right to?
Brian, I thought was sharper than he was the first day, and Manziel was inconsistent. Flash, did some good things, and then probably had some things he would have taken back. But I think that's all part of it.
All right, that was head coach Mike Pettine after today's practice. Now we are very excited to be joined live in the Dog Bowl by defensive lineman number 91. For those of you coming out to camp, want to check him out, Calvin Barnett. Calvin, welcome to the show.
Hello, glad to be here.
Calvin, I don't know if you are familiar with our program, but back in the OTAs, we handed out OTA awards. You were one to watch. We thought you really stood out, and you've continued to do so here over the first 3 days of camp. Yesterday, by my count, 3 sacks, a nice spin move, chased down Johnny Manziel. You look very natural. Looks like you're playing fast. Are you just comfortable in this defensive scheme?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a different scheme than what I'm used to playing, but I'm still playing my regular three technique, so I'm very comfortable in it still.
So give us a sense of what that's like to kind of transition from what you were used to as a collegiate player to what's happening out here.
Just for anybody, I feel like when you go to a new system, terminology is the key thing. Football is football, you know, certain players are different, but at the end of the day, learning terminology is the biggest thing.
And this defense, Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, the emphasis is on getting to the quarterback. Obviously, you have other responsibilities. They want the run stopped as well, but it seems like for you defensive linemen and pretty much for that front seven, it is so much about just get after it.
Yeah, I mean, just this day and age, when it comes to quarterbacks, receivers, and there's a lot of playmakers on the field everywhere. So if you don't get to the quarterback, it's not going to look too well. I mean, it's good that we have people like Joe Hayden in the back of me and things like that, Whitner, but you still got to get to the quarterback. You don't want them guys out there too long by themselves.
And we see you kind of moving up, getting reps today with the first team at times out there. How is it to get the pads on, though, and really start to make a little bit of contact?
Oh, it felt real good. I haven't wore pads since I think it was January 2nd, my bowl game. So, and just like it was for a lot of these guys. It's been a long time, so it felt good. But, you know, got to knock the rust off of moving around with pads.
And speaking of that bowl game, your teammate then, your teammate now, Justin Gilbert. Mm-hmm. How has it been to kind of have a teammate with you through this process?
It feels real good, the fact that I can look down the line and just look and be familiar with somebody, you know. He had a great career at Oklahoma State. I played with him for 2 years, and I always felt comfortable with him on the edge. And I'm just glad I still have him, and I'm pretty sure he's glad he had me up front.
Calvin, tell people this, because I think when people hear about a player coming in as an undrafted free agent, there's that stigma. Well, he's a longer shot because they didn't invest a high pick in a guy or any pick mm-hmm. in a guy. But the truth of the matter is you have as good an opportunity while you're out there to make this team as pretty much anyone else. And the truth is, too, we saw you stood out, as Nathan and I said and others, watched you in the offseason workouts, jumped out, we're checking our rosters, looking at that number, and you continue to do the same thing in camp. But my point is, how do you feel about not being drafted and looking as comfortable so far as you do in an NFL camp, like you belong?
When it comes down to not being drafted, I mean, if you're playing college football, whether it's D1 all the way down to junior college or whatever level you want to call it, everybody has a dream of being drafted. So by not being drafted, it was like a dream that didn't come true.
Put a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, even for the draftees, everybody's trying to earn a spot. I'm just blessed to have an opportunity and be here. So now I'm just trying to take full advantage just like everybody else is. You know, the draft was a couple months ago now. Now the draft doesn't even matter.
So you're not sitting there saying, you know, I got more to prove, or you got like an extra anger in you that to just prove wrong all the teams that passed up on you?
I mean, I did originally coming in. I'm like, you know, I had a huge chip on my shoulder. But then I just realized, it's like, look, that's over with. I mean, I'm here. Make the best of it, mm-hmm. I've heard about draft picks being cut, so I know it's possible for that to happen. So whether I got drafted or not, there's still a chance for me to be gone. And so it all doesn't matter right now.
I'll tell you what, coming into this season, the defensive line and the depth on the defensive line was something that we were highlighting before we even knew about you, and now you've only added to that, made that position even deeper. Take us inside that room. What's the group like, and how is it playing for defensive line coach Anthony Weaver?
For me and like Jacob McDaniel, for us to be in that room as young as we are, we feel like we got a real good group of guys ahead of us when it comes to Phil Taylor, Billy Wynn, John Hughes, Desmond Bryant, all those guys, they're real big in helping us and make sure we get the defense down. If we mess up plays, you know, they make comments like, hey, Rook, get in your playbook and things like that. I mean, it's playful, but we know it's serious. And it's just a real good group of guys, and especially starting out with Coach Weaver. Him playing the game as long as he did and just being a technician, and he's a football brain.
He looks like he still could play.
Yeah, I tell him all the time, you need to come take a few snaps. But them days are over for him.
Calvin Barnett joining us, defensive lineman for the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Calvin, as you transition from these first 2 days without pads to today with pads, what's that like? Is there a comfort level for a player to have been out of pads as long as you have and everybody else has to finally get them on, and what's the change like?
The change for me was just a little different. I mean, I felt more stiffer. You know, you got to emphasize staying low, using your hands now and things like that. Now the offensive linemen really have something to grab on. for them to actually block you, and vice versa with us and grabbing them and doing the things we have to do. And just like we wanted pads on and OTAs and minicamp and things like that, but we didn't have them, so we got used to that. So now we have to get used to having pads on once again, and it's just part of the process.
Does it give you confidence today, for example? There was a play where you were lined up opposite, you know, Joe Thomas, Joel Bitonio, Alex Mack, two Pro Bowlers, and a guy who was taken 35th overall in this year's draft, and knowing you could go out there and play with them. Is it kind of, do you even think about that anymore, or you like to just go get after it?
I usually don't, but I haven't ran with the ones very often since I've been here, and so when I looked up and I saw Joe, and then I saw Mack, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. And so, I mean, I just felt good to be in. The fact that Coach trusted me enough to put me in. To be honest, I don't even remember what happened on that play. I think I had like a jam. I had some type of technique to where I went inside. I'm not sure, but I hope I did well.
You'll be able to confirm
we'll
when you're
watching
it on
right.
your iPad. Yeah. The other thing, Calvin, is just the tone of these practices and a sense of kind of urgency that goes on here. And I can imagine, I mean, this is all new to you as a rookie, but you know in that head coach you have in Mike Pettine, a former defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill, a very vocal guy as defensive coordinator, your line coach and so forth, as Nathan was talking about. Do you feel that sense of energy, and is there like an edgy sort of in-your-face tone to the way this defense likes to practice every day?
Yeah, it's not necessarily about practicing, but it's a mentality that they're trying to build for our defense. I mean, you got to start at practice. That's where it all starts, and it's better to start now before we get, you know, game one against the Steelers.
And sometimes it gets a little nasty. I mean, sometimes you get those altercations going on.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's practice. It's football, and now it's the NFL. We're all grown men. You know, tempers flare. Everything happens out on the field. But what I realized when I got here, you know, when tempers do flare and things like that, you go on next play, next day. Everybody's professionals, you know. Yeah. Just throw it, rub it off your shoulder.
That's right. Competitive, not combative.
Teammates.
That's
yes,
right. We
exactly.
are. They are teammates here. Talking with Calvin Barnett, defensive lineman out of Oklahoma State. And Calvin, you talked about the room and the veterans that are in that room. Has anybody kind of taken you under their wing to be the mentor? Because it's a strange thing with the NFL is that you're really, if you do well, that means you're probably taking somebody's job ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be like that in a way, but all our vets, you know, at certain points in time, all our vets, we all speak to each other on a regular basis. They all tell me, you know, certain plays. We all help each other. It's different. I would have thought that it would be a lot more, you know, competitive. You're on your own, rookie, like, you're on your own. But we don't have those kind of guys, and I kind of like
that. That's great.
We don't have those kind of guys.
And I wonder if that comes from Coach Weaver as well on down.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it does. I mean, he's a great guy. I don't mind saying he's become one of my favorite coaches. Every year it's like I've gotten a new coach, and they just keep rubbing me the right way, and I mean, I like the way he's coaching.
What's your mindset like on a given day? Let's just use today as an example. So you're out there practicing this morning, and you're all wrapped up from that standpoint, and then just the how do things sink in with you, and finally when you get to meetings tonight and or this afternoon and tonight, and then you're finally back in your room and where your thoughts go. Do you ever let go of football at any point in this, or are you so consumed with it, and does it ever get even overwhelming to you because every day you're thinking about job security?
During OTAs, it was very overwhelming. You know, I came in trying to go as hard as I can, as fast as I can every day, every down, every rep, everything, you know. So that can be real hard on somebody being a rookie, just being young at this level, or whatever level you're at and you're young at it. They could always get overwhelming. But once I leave here, you know, there's always a couple plays I maybe, you know, ran the wrong way or didn't run my right technique exactly how it's supposed to be. So those plays that I really mess up on, those are the ones that stick with me. But I've learned now to, you know, like once football is done for the day, because I don't want to be overwhelmed. Once I get overwhelmed, you know, I start forgetting things.
Right.
That's not good for
you. Right. You want to keep it focused. Now, Calvin, those of us who have been in the building have become very familiar with you very quickly. For those fans who haven't gotten to camp yet and seen 91 making plays, don't maybe know about you, what's something you'd want the dog pound to know about Calvin Barnett?
Just know if I'm fortunate to win me a spot here in Cleveland, that hopefully to expect great things out of me. Very aggressive, tenacious on the D-line, and just trying to do my job.
Certainly have enjoyed watching you develop and exciting to see that progress here as the offseason continues with training camp up until the preseason. Calvin Barnett, number 91, folks. Keep your eye on him when you come out to training camp.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin. We really appreciate it.
All right, much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to have Jason Lockenfora from CBS Sports join us in a little bit. Gerard Cherry, the three-time Super Bowl champ, will cover three topics with us at 2:30, so stick around. Much more is coming up, and call us, 216-578-0850. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.